Adrian, what do you think of Coach Nagy after 2 days of practice? And particularly, what is his interaction like with you guys on the other side of the ball, you know, which is fairly new thing for him?
You know, I think, you know, he's been energetic. It's a certain feel to the building right now. Everybody excited to be back. And, you know, his attention to details, and he wants us to be detail-oriented, like how we coming out to practice and how we dress, you know, what we do, you know, in our spare time, just representing the team.
How do you dress?
No, just as far as, like, practice, everybody wearing Bears issue gear and things like that, just enforcing, you know, little things.
You're one of about, I think, six guys in the defense that's been with Vic now 3 years. Yep. What do you think that continuity is going to mean this year, and what kind of expectations do you have for the whole defense?
You know, I think, you know, we're going to come out there, we're going to compete, you know, and I think we're allowed to play faster because, you know, working with the same guys and working in the same system. So you start to look at more than just what you do, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, more than just your job. You get to know how everything ties in.
What will Chicago come to learn about Allen Robinson that you already know?
Oh, you know, he's a big-time competitor. He's real competitive. He always been that way. So he's going to come out and he's trying to win every rep, you know, of everything. Everything in the building, anything he's doing. I know he's doing rehab. He's trying to, you know, get better each and every day, and, you know, he compete with that.
What was your relationship with him in school?
We came in the same class, and we was roommates, you know, throughout, basically. So, you know, and... You know, in the off season, you know, me and him, you know, worked out a lot together. I played corner and he was receiver, so it was a lot of one on ones and stuff like that.
What about as a receiver? What do you feel like, you know, having covered him in those situations? What makes him such a difficult cover?
Because I think he can do it all. You know, he has the routes. You know, I don't know exactly what he ran in the 40, but when he on the field, you know, he separates. You know, easily, you know, downfield, and then when the ball in the air, you know, he has that big vertical. So, you know, he go get the ball.
Prince said he was a nightmare in practice and they played together in Jacksonville. You're going up against him at Penn State. What's his, like, practice demeanor like?
Just like the game, he wants to win. Like I say, he's competitive, so he wants to win every, you know, one-on-one rep, you know, to the point where you fighting out there to beat him, you know, every day. So, you know, that's just his demeanor every day.
Ryan, do you feel like you made strides last year in your game personally?
You know, just, you know, more comfortable, just came and competed. You know, I think we were better as a defense as a whole, and we were making, you know, a lot more plays. And, you know, I think, you know, I got a couple of the right bounces running to the ball, and, you know, just the same. You know, I have the same mentality, just, you know, a year better, a year more improved. And, you know, now I'm working on more and more details and, you know, focusing on little things that can make me better.
Ryan Pace had said a couple months ago that there have been behind-the-scenes discussions about a contract extension for you. Are you aware of those talks or anything in motion, and what would that mean to you if that happened?
No, I'm just focused on football, you know, just come out here and play football. I can't worry about that. When you start worrying about that, you're not focusing on yourself and, you know, how I can get better. So, you know, that's what I'm out here doing, just lifting, running, working on that playbook, and, you know, trying to be a great teammate.
So you haven't heard anything about that at all?
No, I don't get it, no.
What signs do you see that the defense is climbing and sort of on the rise?
I feel like the communication is different. You know, it's more advanced communication between one another. You know, as far as the linebackers, secondary, you know, D-line, just everybody understanding more of what each other's responsibilities are.
Your experience learning under Vic, what strikes you about him as a coordinator?
You know, he puts you in, you know, great position, you know, 90% of the time. You know, no defensive coordinator can put you in there 100% of the time, but you have to make the plays and make your win your one-on-one. So he teaches a lot about football, you know, in general. Yeah, I learned a lot about what offenses do and then, you know, why we do certain things in certain coverages.
If you wonder some of the details, what are the things you want to work on to take you to the next level or take that next step?
You know, in the football aspect, just you know, continue to learn offenses, what they like to do, you know, the concepts, the route concepts, when am I expecting this, how to watch film better. So, you know, I know when, you know, when that route is being ran and, you know, down the distance and, you know, offensive coordinators playing styles and stuff like that when in the football aspect. And then, you know, personally, as far as, you know, just everything you can improve with, you know, you can improve with your back pedal, you can improve with your brakes, you can, you know, improve with your conditioning and stuff like that.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.